All right, so today I wanna go through some practices that I have looked at with clients. I've changed a few of the numbers for confidentiality. Let's decide if these practices are worth buying. So the first practice is in California. So I've got some pictures pulled up here. I mean, the outside looks really nice. There's plenty of parking. Here's the waiting room. I mean, the waiting room's nice. You could maybe change out the pictures, maybe change out that lamp, maybe update the chairs. I'm not a huge fan of carpet in dental practices in general. Definitely not in the operatories. In the waiting room, it's probably fine. At some point, you're probably gonna wanna change that carpet out. Here's one of the operatories. Right off the bat, super nice windows you have in each operatory. Some patients might feel a little bit uncomfortable with how there's gonna be people walking by that window while they're having treatment done. So it looks like there are some blinds. Maybe you could usually pull those blinds down when you're working on patients, but I don't know. It's a nice office overall. The chairs look like they're a little bit older. It's got the cuspidor. Anytime I see cuspidors on a chair, my first thought is, can I take that off? Because that's gross. You don't want your patients spitting blood and saliva into those cuspidors. Other than that, the chairs look like they're still in pretty decent condition. It looks like you have air-driven handpieces, which is fine. Obviously, electric's nicer. At some point, you might want to upgrade to electric, but I've worked at plenty of offices with air-driven handpieces, and it's been just fine. You're gonna be able to make it work. So let's look at the numbers. It's doing a little bit over $1 million in collections, and the asking price is $780,000. Now, with this being California, things can be pretty competitive in California because it's a nice place to live, so a lot of people wanna live there, so there's a lot more competition to buy practices. So let's keep going. Ooh, here's the issue with this practice. Three hygiene days. So a hygiene day is a hygienist working a full day. So if a practice is open 4 days a week and has one full-time hygienist, you're gonna have four hygiene days. Now this practice only has three hygiene days, which either means the hygienist is not full-time or the office is only open 3 days a week. In this case, I'm pretty sure that this office is only open 3 days a week and that hygienist is full-time, which means if you buy it and you want to open up a fourth day or even a fifth day, maybe four and a half, you probably are gonna be able to get that hygienist to work more, I don't know. So if you decide you wanna take over this practice and go to 4 or 5 days, you're gonna have to ask to see if the hygienist wants to do that. The hygienist might be wanting more hours, but she also might be very happy with what she's doing right now, in which case you're probably gonna have to hire another hygienist. But if there's only one hygienist, if you're gonna go to this practice, you're probably gonna wanna hire a new hygienist anyways. And so having someone who's part-time can actually be great because you hire a full-time and now you have 1.5 full-time hygienists, which is actually great when you're growing to have 1.5. Whereas sometimes it's hard to hire a part-time hygienist. You can hire the full-time and then you already have the part-time there. So that could work out. So we look at the active patients and the broker had listed that this practice has 2,400 active patients. However, there's only three hygiene days. Something is definitely wrong here. We're definitely gonna have to dig deeper into those numbers because on average, a full-time hygienist is able to see something like 800 to 900 active patients per year. A hygienist working 3 days a week is gonna be able to see like maybe 700 active patients a year. So where they're getting this 2,400 number, I'm not sure. So most likely that active patient number is completely incorrect. I'm gonna assume there's more like 700 or 800 active patients at this practice. The office has four operatories. Four is kind of the minimum number that I would wanna buy if I was planning on staying at an office long-term. Ideally, you're gonna have 6, 7, 8 or more operatories. The more, the better. You can't have too many operatories. It's just gives you so much more room for growth. It also enables you to have hygienists working and have assistants in multiple rooms finishing up on patients while you're starting on the next patient. It gives you so much more freedom to have more operatories. So if you can have more operatories, the more the better. Before making an offer on this practice, I would definitely want to see a production by procedure report. And we could go through and look at what the dentist is actually doing in order to produce this $1 million a year with only three hygiene days. Chances are this dentist is probably doing a lot of specialty type procedures, probably doing ortho, probably placing implants, probably doing cosmetic work. The only day you're gonna be collecting more than $1 million a year with three hygiene days is if you are doing a lot of high production work. If you've been looking for a practice for a long time and this one just happens to be in the perfect area, I might consider this practice. Overall, with the high collections number and low hygiene day, I would be hesitant to buy this practice. Next practice is in Colorado. It's doing 1.3 million in production per year. That's a really high collections number. This is a group practice. This is probably not one dentist doing this production. And even if it is, when you take over the practice, you're probably not gonna wanna be producing that much. And certainly if you wanna have room for growth, you are going to need to hire an associate. So right off the bat, you're looking at a practice doing 1.3 group practice. Here's a picture of the town that this practice is in. I mean, honestly, that looks pretty awesome. Look at those mountains. Honestly, this looks like a really cool place to live. I would wanna live here. Let's see what the inside looks like. Okay, here's one of the operatories. A-deck chairs. These look brand new. This is just kind of ridiculous. You have a window overlooking the mountains. It looks like it has electric handpieces. I mean, this is the office. This is crazy. So let's get into the numbers. Collections of 1.3 million per year and the asking price. Yep. So here's the catch with this practice. It's in an incredible location. It's incredibly nice. Clearly the dentist has just fixed up a bunch of stuff right before selling, and he's trying to get his money out of this practice. $2 million asking price. That is a lot of money to buy a dental practice. The average purchase price is more like $500,000 to $600,000. Now this is a crazy nice practice in a crazy nice area. Honestly, someone's probably gonna pay it. You're gonna have a hard time finding a bank though that's gonna wanna give you that $2 million to buy this practice. I mean, the reality is if you buy in a place like Colorado, the sale prices are going to be high because it's such a nice area to live. Now, I don't think he's actually gonna sell this practice for $2 million. I think he's just trying to see what he can get for it. You're probably gonna come in and offer a lower price than that. But the reality is when you have these larger group practices, especially nice offices like this, this is probably priced for a DSO, for a corporate dentistry to buy. This dentist is probably expecting he's going to sell this office to a DSO, and then he's going to stay on and continue working in this office for another 5 years or so. When a DSO buys an office, usually they are going to want the seller to stay on for a period of time, usually multiple years. And oftentimes the purchase price that they receive for that office is going to be somewhat related to their commitment to staying on. Sometimes they only receive half of their payment up front and they receive the rest of it in installments over the next 5 years. It's possible that the DSO is going to offer significantly less than this $2 million asking price, but give this dentist option for bonuses if he produces a certain amount over the next 5 years. There's all sorts of different structures that they use. The fact that this office looks so nice means that they have recently fixed it up. See if you could offer like maybe 1.6 and then see if you can find a bank that's gonna be willing to finance it. It's gonna be hard to find a bank willing to finance this practice, but it does look amazing. Obviously a group practice, 2,400 active patients, 7 operatories. With 12 hygiene days, 2,400 is probably a realistic number, so I believe that. Overall, awesome practice. Can you afford it? Probably not. Next practice is in New York City. They're producing $900,000 a year. Here's a picture of the waiting room. I mean, it's a pretty nice waiting room. It's street level. People are gonna walk right into your office. It's probably an expensive area of town. I bet you rent is very high for this practice. It's probably a small building. I mean, with it being in New York City, being street level, this has gotta be a small building. Here's one of the operatories. No windows, which that makes sense. There's a window in the front, but there's not gonna be windows in the back ops because it's clearly on the lower floor of a building. It's just hard to have windows in a place like this in, you know, New York City. But overall, I think they have made the best of it that they could. I don't know if I would personally want so much purple in my office. I'd probably paint these walls white. The chairs look decent. They're clearly a little older. They're clearly a little bit aware. And while this picture is trying to hide it, I do see that cuspidor back there. Once again, I'm gonna try to remove that. That's, to me, is gross to have a cuspidor in the year 2025. Air-driven handpieces, I'm not seeing anything. This is a hygiene chair though, it looks like. So maybe the doctor's chair has electric handpieces, I don't know. So let's look at the numbers. Collecting $900,000 a year, that's decent. In a smaller city, that would actually be a pretty high amount. For somewhere like New York City, that's not crazy high. It's kind of average, maybe a little below average for somewhere as busy as, you know, New York City. Asking price of $800,000. For being in New York City, an asking price that is lower than the collections number is actually kind of surprising. Hygiene days, 6 hygiene days. So like 1.5 hygienists. That's pretty nice. Active patients, 900. Usually the brokers like to inflate the active patient number. But in this case, I'd actually be curious to kind of look and see how they got that 900 number, because with 6 hygiene days, remember, we're gonna say 1.5 hygienists, we're times that by 1,000. I'd be thinking this practice would have more like 13, 14, 1500 active patients. So 900 active patients with 6 hygiene days, that's interesting. I'd wanna look at the schedule to see how full the hygiene schedule is. 4 operatories, I mean, yeah, that checks out. 4 is actually pretty good for being in the city. Now, as we saw in the picture, it looks like they're really small operatories. You probably literally just have the front room, a small hallway, and then the 4 operatories. I suspect that's all it is. I would definitely want to dig in to see how many active patients this practice actually has. But overall, I'd say this is a pretty decent practice right here. If this is where you wanted to live, this might be worth buying. I'd want to look at that rent. With it being street level in New York City, that rent is probably ridiculous. We're only looking at collections here. You'd want to see what kind of profitability this practice has. The expenses are probably high. You're probably going to need to grow it some. Make sure that there is room for growth. If there really are 1.5 hygienists, maybe the other hygienist is wanting to go full time, in which case there you have 2 hygienists. That's a pretty easy way to grow. Definitely worth looking at. Next practice is in Mississippi, MASSISSIPPI, $850,000 in collections. So I only have this one picture of the waiting room. It's not looking great, to be honest. I'm not loving that green paint. I do not love that carpet. Those chairs look pretty worn out. The front desk is really closed off. This is kind of an older way of having front desks. A lot of times you'll see them in like medical buildings. It kind of makes me question if maybe this is a Medicaid office. We don't have pictures of the equipment, but I'm just gonna go ahead and guess you're probably gonna have a lot of upgrades to do at this practice. So it's collecting $850 per year and the asking price is $600,000. That's honestly probably a reasonable asking price for a practice this size. It's got 5 hygiene days. So it seems like maybe 1 full-time and then one day a week hygienist, which you see quite a bit. Active patients, 1,600. I would want to check that number. That might be a little bit inflated. 6 operatories. So there is room to grow. However, I'm not sure you'd want to be staying in this building based on that first picture I saw. In this practice, I would definitely want to get a breakdown of insurance. There's a high chance that this practice is seeing Medicaid patients. You want to figure out how many PPO patients, how many Medicaid, how many HMO, how many cash paying patients. Are you in network? Are you out of network? These are the types of things you need to know before you make an offer on a practice. The ideal practice to buy is going to be something like 2/3 PPO patients and 1/3 cash paying patients, and then 0 Medicaid and 0 HMO patients. If it turns out this is actually the PPO practice, it might be a practice worth looking at. You just need to make sure that you're comfortable with taking out some working capital from the bank in order to do your repairs and upgrades to this practice, because I can already tell it's going to need it. All right, next practice is in Illinois, doing $450,000. This is an interesting one. Here's a picture. That is a dental practice. Yeah, that's it. Quite interesting. It appears that it's in someone's house. And you can see where there used to be a garage that has now been closed off. I guess they put some operatories in where the garage was and they removed the garage door. At least they installed a handicap accessible ramp to get in there. But like, yeah, I mean, I would absolutely not want to work at this office under any circumstances. So before even looking at the numbers, I'm thinking the only way I'm buying this practice is if I'm buying the charts and moving them over to another office. So let's get into the numbers. Collections of $450,000 last year and an asking price of $200,000. I mean, clearly they are pricing this knowing that this is going to be a chart purchase. 0 hygiene days. This means the dentist is doing his or her own hygiene and there are no hygienists. It says 600 active patients. There's 3 operatories in this house. If this is your first time buying a practice, this is not the kind of practice you want to buy. It's just not. It's too small and you're not going to want to stay in that location. The only way I would consider buying a practice like this is if you already have an office that's close by, that you already have patients at, that's already doing reasonably well, but you're trying to get some quick growth. You could potentially buy a practice like this, merge the charts together, and you call the patients and say, hey, we have a new location. The previous dentist has retired. We are now seeing the patients. We have all of your x-rays, all of your medical records. Your appointments are still as normal. You're gonna come at your normal appointment time. You're just gonna be coming to a different address. If there are truly 600 active patients, like it says, and you pay $200,000, that means you're paying $333 per patient. That's not terrible, it's not amazing. Most dentists are able to produce between $500 and $1,000 per patient per year. So if you buy a patient for $333 and you produce $600, that's probably gonna be enough to cover your expenses the first year but not make you much profit. But if that patient stays around for a few more years after that, then you do have a potential of making some more money on this patient. I would probably offer $100 and see what they say. $100,000 for 600 patients, probably worth it if you have an office that's close by. This is your first time buying a practice, I wouldn't even consider this place. Next practice is in Florida. It's doing $770,000 a year. There are 12 hygiene days. That is a lot, actually. Active patients, a little bit over 2,000. You know, that sounds about right if you have 12 hygiene days, 7 operatories. Obviously, the issue with this practice is that asking price is quite a bit higher than collections. Miami, Florida is a very competitive place to buy a dental practice. There's just a lot of people that would like to move there. My big question is, how is a practice with 12 hygiene days and 2,100 active patients only collecting $770,000? This is definitely a case where you are going to want to look at the production by procedure report for the last year, ideally the last few years, and figure out what is this dentist producing in order to get those numbers. Without knowing anything more right now, there's really two options that I can see. Number one, and this would be the good option, is that the dentist has been there a long time, has a lot of active patients, has a bunch of hygienists working for him or her, and they're just slowing down. They're not producing as much. They're still doing hygiene checks, but maybe their radiograph equipment is out of date and they're not catching stuff. Maybe they're no longer treatment planning crowns and they're just really taking it easy, not doing any specialty procedures. If that's the case, then this is an amazing practice to buy, because you come in with 2,100 active patients, 12 hygiene days. You could turn this into a group practice. You could be producing $1 million a year. You could have an associate there producing $1 million a year. This could be an amazing opportunity. The other thing that could be happening is this could be a Medicaid or an HMO practice. Seeing that many active patients but only collecting 770 is either an amazing sign or a really bad sign. You just need to figure out why those numbers are that way. If this is a Medicaid or HMO practice, I'm coming in and I'm offering like $350. I would absolutely not pay $850,000 for a practice that has HMO or Medicaid patients. But if this is a practice where the dentist is slowing down and there's a ton of undiagnosed treatment on the practice, $850 might be low. You might be willing to pay $900, $1 million for a practice like that, because you are gonna be making so much money your first year, definitely by second or third year. You can get an associate in there, you're gonna be doing great. So you need to learn more about this practice, but I would continue looking at it because this is very interesting. All right, last practice on our list is in Tennessee. It's doing $810,000 a year in collections. Tennessee's great. I'm from Tennessee. That's where I'm living right now. Here's a picture of one of the operatories. I mean, I personally would probably take some of those decorations and stuff on the wall. It feels a little bit cluttered, but overall that chair looks nice. It looks like it has electric hand pieces. From what I can tell, it looks like a pretty decent office. Asking price is $620,000. That's pretty reasonable. 7 hygiene days. My guess is they're open 4 days a week and one of the hygienists only works 3 days a week. 1,700 active patients for 7 hygiene days. That absolutely makes sense. 8 operatories. Obviously, we would want to look at it in a little more detail before actually making an offer on it, but that's a really fair price for 1,700 patients and 8 operatories in a nice office. There's going to be a lot of room for growth at this practice. I mean, 8 operatories. 8 operatories. That's great. This is right at the sweet spot of the perfect size of a practice to buy. Even if this is your first year out of school, you can come in and you can maintain that production and you can do really well at an office like this. But if you want to come in and work a little bit harder, grow this practice a little bit, you can take it from 800 up to 1 million, 1.1, 1.2. You've grown this practice really nicely. It's still the right size for a solo doctor. Maybe after 5 to 10 years of you working at this place, you've grown it up big enough where now it makes sense to bring in an associate. Overall, I really like this practice. This is one I would definitely make an offer on quickly, because a practice this nice selling for $600,000 is probably gonna go pretty fast. If you come across a practice like this, do not delay. You wanna send that letter of intent or LOI to the seller ASAP. Once you make the offer on the practice, which you do officially by sending the letter of intent, the seller is going to read over the letter that you've sent and they're going to look at all of your terms. If they agree, they are going to sign that letter of intent and email it back to you. Once you have both signed the LOI, the seller is agreeing not to show this practice to anyone else because you're gonna have time to do your due diligence and to make sure that you have the financing to buy this practice. You're likely going to have to put a little bit of money down in escrow that is basically saying that you are going to buy this practice. If you decide to back out for some sort of reason that is not the fault of the seller is going to get to keep that money that's in escrow. However, if during due diligence, you find out that some of the information that the practice broker or seller had told you was just misconstrued, that it was a lie, maybe it was completely false, then you actually get to get that money back and you're not forced to buy this practice. Overall, I would take this practice very seriously. As you've seen today, when you look to buy a dental practice, there's going to be so much variability. There are practices all over the United States of different sizes. They each have different characteristics. No two practices are the same. So you're gonna have to dig into the practices, look at the details because there are so many variables that you have to look at. Today we only scratched the surface. We only looked at collections, asking price, hygiene days, active patients, and number of operatories. But there are hundreds and hundreds of different variables that you want to take into account when you're valuing a dental practice, deciding if you want to buy it. If you are looking to buy a dental practice and are interested in getting some help, you can find my information in the description. I'm a dentist who has personally bought and sold my own personal dental practice, and now I've helped a bunch of different dentists work through this process of finding practices to buy. So if you're interested in help, reach out. My email and website are both in the description. I hope this has given you some things to think about, and good luck on becoming a practice owner.